Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Beis Mishnah Yod, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Baser Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shadav and Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Baser Gittel and Daniel Yehazar Burns Pai Rachel Lishi Bigi Benj Mizar Shal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now, as we know, usually when a person has Ma'aser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, what does he do? He buys food with it. The kedusha gets transferred onto the food, and he eats the food as Ma'aser Sheni food. Now, here's the thing: only one who's tahar is allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. And let's say half of his family is tahar and the other half is tamei. So how do they eat the same food without running into issues of people that are tamei eating Ma'aser Sheni? So Mishnah Yud tells us, Misha hayu mixes banav tameim umiksasan tahirim, someone who half of his children are tamei, half of them are tahar, what does he do? So miniach as a sela, he takes a sela of Ma'aser Sheni, which is a coin of Ma'aser Sheni, and he places it on the table, va'imer, and he says, Masha tahirim shaisim, whatever the tahar ones drink, sela zu mechulal es alav, the money of this sela should be mechulal, should be transferred onto that which they're drinking, and nimsu tahirim utameim shaisim ikad achas. Turns out that the tahar ones and the tamei ones are drinking from the same pitcher. You know, when we learn about makas dam, so we always have the pictures of the yid and the mitzri drinking from the same cup, and when the yid is drinking its water, and when the mitzri is drinking its blood, so it's the same thing over here, just not with blood and water, but with wine. We have the Tahar son drinking wine, and as he's drinking that wine, the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni money is getting transferred onto that wine which he's drinking. But the Tamei one, as he's drinking, nothing's happening to that wine. It remains chul in wine, and it doesn't become Ma'aser Sheni wine. Moving on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah says, Lo yomer adam l'chaveray, a fellow's not allowed to tell his friend, Ha'alas aperes ho'elu l'Yerushalayim, take this fruit up to Yerushalayim, l'chalek, to get a chalek of it. Reuven has a bunch of Ma'aser Sheni fruit, he's not going up to Yerushalayim anytime soon, and Shimon's going up. So he asks Shimon, hey, can you bring this Ma'aser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, and I'm going to give you a chelek, a portion of it, as your fee? That's how I'm going to pay you? He's not allowed to say that. That's because he's using money of Ma'aser Sheni to pay Shimon, and one isn't allowed to use money of Ma'aser Sheni to pay a debt. But Reuven could tell Shimon, Ha'aleim shenoichlem v'nishtem b'Yerushalayim. You could bring them up so that we can eat them together in Yerushalayim. If he's saying that we're going to eat them together, so it doesn't sound like he's paying him with this Ma'aser Sheni, and that's okay. And now the Mishnah just quotes something we learned in Perek Aleph, Avol noisnim zelo ze matnas chinam. They are allowed to give one to another a matnas chinam, which we had explained to mean that Reuven and Shimon are allowed to sit down at the same table, they're allowed to invite each other for Shabbos Sudas, they're allowed to take out their Ma'aser Sheni, put it on the table, and everyone's allowed to enjoy everyone else's Ma'aser Sheni. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.